word contained in the Bible, and you find him through Jesus Christ, his son, that he sent to die for us. You know, God loves you so much and is ready to reveal himself to you if you let him in. I'm actually glad that you've asked this question.
Wow, that's amazing. How do I let him in?
Life's too short and precious to live without purpose. Be that friend who leads someone to Christ. Radio Christian Voice, your home since 94.
National Action for Quality Education in Zambia disappointed with delay in publishing teacher recruitment list. Cries concerned over multiple bus conductors on local routes in Lusaka. And Somalia-Ethiopia tensions escalate as port deal talks stall. Good afternoon. With the lunchtime news at 13, I'm Angel Kasavo. The National Action for Quality Education in Zambia, NACEZ, has expressed disappointment with the Minister of Education over the continued delay in releasing the names of teachers recruited under the 2024 replacement model. On March 19, 2025, Minister of Education Douglas Siakalima assured the nation that the list of over 2,000 newly recruited teachers would be published within 2 weeks. But NACEZ Executive Director Aaron Chansa described the nearly 4 months delay as both unjustifiable and unacceptable, especially at a time when the country's public education system is facing an acute shortage of more than 80,000 teachers and loses over 6,000 teachers annually. Teacher recruitment is not a favor to the nation. It is an administrative and moral obligation that must be treated with the highest priority, said Dr. Chansa in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. He stressed that for the sake of transparency, accountability and the right of learners to quality education, the Ministry of Education and the Teaching Service Commission must immediately publish the long-awaited list, warning that failure to honor such commitments erodes public trust. To prevent similar delays in the future, Dr. Chansa said NACEZ recommends that all teacher recruitment exercises must be time-bound and monitored by an independent oversight body comprising education stakeholders, civil society and parliament. He also called for the use of transparent digital platforms to provide real-time updates on the recruitment process.
The ministry loses more than 6,000 teachers per year due to deaths and also retirements. It's important that before 2030, we improve the teacher pupil ratios and ultimately the quality of education in our country, because without more teachers, without adequate teachers in our classes, it will be impossible to attain quality education, and without quality education, this country will not be able to attain national development. So we want to appeal to the ministry.
The Commuter Rights Association of Zambia, CRAZ, has raised concern over the growing trend of some local public transporters employing more than one bus conductor on a single bus. CRAZ President Aaron Kamuti says the practice is not only unsanitary, but also amounts to overloading. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, Mr. Kamuti questioned why the Road Transport and Safety Agency, RTSA, continues to allow such buses to operate despite clear violations. If anything, each bus should have only one conductor, and it is unacceptable to see two or even three conductors on a single minibus, as is the case on some local routes in Lusaka, said Mr. Kamuti. He stressed that the presence of multiple conductors contributes to congestion inside the buses, compromising hygiene and creates discomfort for commuters. Mr. Kamuti further called on RTSA to enforce existing regulations and ensure that operators adhere to safe and standardized public transport practices for the benefit of the commuting public.
sometimes we find even this boy will run away and leave those people confused, maybe not even refunding them or paying to another conductor so that he can carry those passengers. Now there's that confusion. There are three of them. One will pretend as if he's trying to help. Then they see the bus turning, he runs away, goes to that bus, and off they go.
The Scientific Initiative for Health and Developed Zambia has urged government to intensify public sensitization on throat cancer, particularly targeting young people with information on risk factors and prevention strategies. Initiative leader of operations, Frank Malunga, said robust public awareness campaigns are urgently needed to educate citizens on throat cancer and promote preventive health behaviors. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, Mr. Malunga highlighted the importance of public health education in empowering people to make informed decisions about their health. He stressed the need for increased investment in cancer awareness and routine medical checkups, noting that throat cancer is often diagnosed at an advanced stage due to limited public knowledge. Young people need to understand the risk factors associated with throat cancer, and many may lack health literacy and unaware of the importance of regular medical checkups, said Mr. Malunga. Mr. Malunga also called for the deployment of trained healthcare personnel with specialized knowledge in throat cancer at all health facilities to strengthen community-level education and early detection efforts.
Trust me, if you go to rural areas, for example, very few people will tell what the risk factors are for cancer itself. Looking at the specific cancer, throat cancer itself, I think that's what I'm saying. One of the first things that government or non-governmental agencies and the private sector need to do is investing much in awareness creation. They take time because we're talking about behavioral change.
Unity for Change Foundation Executive Director Jason Lungu has expressed concern over the increase in moral decay among young people in the country, warning that it poses a serious threat to the future leadership of Zambia. He emphasized the need for young people to stay grounded in values, use their time wisely, and seek guidance from elders to recognize their potential and focus on actions that will positively shape their future. Speaking during RCV's Community Forum program in Lusaka yesterday under the topic Moral Decay Among Young People, Mr. Lungu urged youths to recognize their critical role in shaping the nation's future. Young people must realize the importance of their role in preparing their future, and if they lose track of responsibility now, it will be difficult for them to lead effectively later, said Mr. Lungu. He further cautioned against the uncritical adoption of foreign traditions and morals that often conflict with local values, and encouraged youths to take advantage of opportunities that promote personal growth and development, as it is essential to protect their reputation by engaging in meaningful and constructive activities.
Like, it should come to an end. Parents, we should respect them. They've seen what we've not seen. They've been into situations that we've not been into. So whenever they're advising us to say, EVVC, let's not say, no, this is a new generation. We are missing it. We need the guidance from the parents. We need their mentorship so that we can live better people. We can live to be good youths and good role models in a society.
In foreign news, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan hosted Somali President Hassan Sheikh Mohamud in Ankara on Friday for a high-level focused meeting on strengthening bilateral relations, particularly in areas of counterterrorism and regional cooperation. The talks were held behind closed doors at the presidential complex, according to a statement released by Turkey's Communications Directorate. The meeting comes as tensions between Somalia and Ethiopia escalate as mediation efforts over a controversial port access agreement stall. The talks, brokered by Turkey since February 2024, aim to resolve a dispute triggered by a deal signed on January 2024 between Ethiopia and the self-declared Republic of Somaliland. Coming up shortly, Iran says it is willing to resume nuclear talks with the U.S. if given assurances of no more attacks. This and more. Stay tuned.